And people who don't understand him and his word,
then they start to feel that he's minimizing.
But there was a statement, remember, with Satsarupa Maharaj, which actually didn't become, and so Buddha said, they might fall down, but my Shamarani and all these sannyasis I have, they'll never fall down. But then we have a case
but in that's also glorification of Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Because, Gurudev, all the time, he says that I'm only riding on the waves that were created by Prabhupada and his preaching. That's all. He says, otherwise no one would know me. He never tries to independently assert himself, that he is a great acharya superior.
But you see, a lot of things you're saying too, Gurudev does in private or in group, a lot of things you said. But in dominance, in class, I don't hear this so much. And sometimes that is also true. In other words, Prabhupada is recognized before a class begins, but I have not heard a class, although Thomas tell me, where Prabhupada, his history is explained in detail and in dominance of, understanding. I'm not finding necessarily these
things.
You
didn't
follow what I'm saying?
You haven't heard Gurudev give a class.
I have never heard. Others tell me where Gurudev has really put Srila Prabhupada in prominence.
What?
In an extensive
for many ways.
Every single
year. I heard many things. I'm not trying to know. I'm just saying I heard.
America.
Listen, every single year, Srila Gurudev celebrates Prabhupada's appearance day, his disappearance day, his Vishwarup Mahotsav, and glorifies Prabhupada extensively and hears his glorification and directs his glorification.
So I've been told this. I said, but I haven't.
Yeah, and then here... in the West, wherever he lectures, and even in India, but especially in the West, before he begins his entire festival anywhere, he always gives the glorification.
Do you think that the only reason
why these Vaishnava, the devotees in ISKCON, they have this misconception, say, it's because they just can't understand, period?
No, there's a number of reasons, not only one reason. One of the reasons is anarthas, many anarthas. Mm-hmm. Another reason, kanishta. Right. They don't know how to recognize an uttam bhagwat because they're kanishta. Another reason, lab, puja, pratishtadi. Yeah. There's many reasons why.
And if they do come.
But one of the external reasons is that they hear Gurudev's words and then they... because the way that they see things, they read that into Gurudev's words, which is not the correct thing to do.
Yeah. Do you remember, were you there when Gurudev was doing Parikrama already in the 80s? And I was there in 89. And it's funny, my brother then had a table with his books, Parikrama books of Srila Gurudev. Somebody wrote the book.
You mean 99?
No, 89. Yeah, my mom passed away, that's what I remember.
Yeah, and you were on Parikrama where?
No, I was there in Vrindavan at the temple, and so this devotee has, actually Guru Pripa has a table because you've got to read this book. You must read this book. Do you know Naramat?
Oh.
I said, well, my wife mentioned him, he was here.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to come, Prabhupada called us, but didn't have the money. And, so there in 89, his Parikramas will end at Prabhupada Samadhi. Mm-hmm. Now they're not allowing him to do so, but he was there. He would bring all the devotees to Krishna Balaram Mandir, to Prabhupada Samadhi.
But what is your point?
That I think that just reinforcing what you say, that he's never actually considered himself superior, but it actually is showing his respect and
always
his worship towards our Guru.
Also, so every single class he mentions that Prabhupada is his Shiksha Guru.
Yeah.
Every class.
Yeah.
If you want to see a very good class of Gurudev, glorifying Prabhupada, second, third lecture in Fullerton.
Mm-hmm.
First tour in 96 in Fullerton. Gurudev gave a class about Prabhupada, just about Prabhupada. ITV were there, filmed it. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody, there was not one person in that room that wasn't weeping extensively at the end of the class.
I'll go on. I didn't see it. I have to go on
archives.
You weren't in San Francisco, right?
No, I just was.
Yeah, first day.
It was all about
Gurudev glorified Prabhupada for like 10 minutes before he began his program.
Then also at the beginning of Gurudev's Bhagavad Gita, he mentions it. you don't even read this Gita until you've read the Gita by Swami Prabhupada.
I don't think Gurudev mentions it. I think that's in the preface written by Sri Dandi Maharaj, actually.
Is it?
I think so. You can look again.
Okay.
No, I have the, you know, you call me in but LA when
But whether
when
Gurudev mentions it or not, Gurudev always has said that you should read the books of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. You should read his books.
Yeah.
And then you can understand my books. All the time Gurudev is saying like that.
Yeah. When you call me in LA and Gurudev was coming in 96, we had a house near the airport, remember?
Yeah.
And I knew some about him. And so, yeah, my auditors always said I understood that he's mood and also his desires are to please actually Prabhupada. He was coming to carry on an order by Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And I felt equally obligated to follow that since Prabhupada is asking us to. Now you be trained by Narayana Maharaj. So this further training, which he's mentioned now, is probably now fructifying or going through raising this brahmachari, making a really strong sannyas ashram and brahmachari.
He's actually trying to fulfill the order that Prabhupada gave to him to help my disciples.
Yeah.
What does it mean to help them? It means to train them.
Right.
It means to situate them also in practical renunciation in life.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to advance.
He said, I capture many monkeys in my net, but they need further training.
Yeah, I mean, I can readily admit I was a householder, I was a brahmachari for a pretty long time, 10 years, then I was a householder. And I can readily admit that my advancement almost stopped when I became householder.
Yeah.
And during that time, and then when I again picked up with Gurudev, then it again was revived.
Yeah.
It's not that something wasn't going on during the household years, of course.
But
you know, we can all admit that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm thinking now. I have made no advancement in 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, I can readily admit it. I felt how my advancement was stifled so, so much. So that's why Gurudev is trying, you know, to like establish that this is the direction you should go, even if it's difficult for you. Go in this direction, it will be better for you. He's always trying to save his disciples. But Srila Prabhupada didn't do that because he couldn't at that time period, you know. He didn't have so many senior examples, you know. But he tried to make sannyasis to have some example, and they functioned for some time. So it was like a stopgap measure.
Actually,
you know?
Srila Prabhupada tried to have examples.
Well,
he invited
he
many of the Gaudiya, please come. You know, many of his god brothers he invited, please come
in
to
the beginning,
So he was hoping that some of them would come to be examples for his disciples, but they did not come.
Yeah.
So his first disciple, Sannyasi Kirtananda, was sent to Gurudev to be trained.
And then anyway, the way that it all happened was perfect.
I
the way that it's happening
now
is totally perfect.
Thank you.
And it's all Krishna's plan, and it's all the Mahabhagwats, they know how it's all going to happen, you know?
So I told Gurudev, I said, I'm coming late, Gurudev. I'm always late for everything, seems to be. Said, wow, and Mahabhagwats says, there's no time in spiritual world. What is this, you being late? So, I lament that I wasn't able, but my sukhiti, obviously.
Right.
That when I was in Vrindavan, actually, and then they came and got us all out because the visas had run out, and so by 76 I had to come back to the West, and then, you know, but I would stay forever. You know, I had already left my family again. And,
you know, though, Gurudev has very great respect for the senior Prabhupada disciples that are coming to him. In San Francisco on the morning walk, Gurudev, he was asked the question, Gurudev, because he was telling about the father in Vedic culture, how he never keeps the child on his lap. He doesn't show. In Vedic culture, the child, the father doesn't lavish the child with affection, you see. Because then if the child grows up, he'll be spoiled and he won't properly respect the father and follow his instruction. So in the Vedic family, the extended family members, like the uncles, you see, they lavish the child with affection, right? Because they're all living in the same house in Vedic culture, you know? But the father is worshipped.
like God in Vedic culture, you see, touching his feet, worshipping respectfully, right? So then, after some discussion of this with Gurudev, then one of his disciples asked, "Oh, Srila Gurudev, who do you love more? Do you love your you know, Diksha disciples? Because they're like, that relationship is more like father, you see? Or do you love, you know, your Siksha disciples more?" And Gurudev directly said, he said, "I have special affection for the disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. In some cases, I love them more." You see? So actually, he has great respect for, it's not that he's just, oh, he's householder, he's brahmachari, because he's householder, he's less. No, he has so much respect for the devotees who served Prabhupada during that time, you know, but he so much wants to help them to again now get into that same fire, you know. He has agreed for that. You know, it's like whenever I see him meet the Prabhupada disciple for the first time, all the time with Bhagavan, but whenever I see him meet a Prabhupada disciple, he's always, there's like a greed, Gurudev immediately becomes. And then you know what Gurudev said? I'm just remembering now, when he made that statement that sometimes I love them more, and then he said, because Swamiji has ordered me. That's his special service to Prabhupada, like his direct service to Prabhupada, to do that with each and every one of Prabhupada's disciples.
Wasn't that Prabhupada's last instruction?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyone?
That's what we're referring to.
October 7th, I think it's, that he came in Prabhupada's quarters. Yeah. 1977.
He wasn't, Prabhupada, was he recorded, you know, Gurudev is helping anyone who's coming in the wake of Prabhupada. But he specifies also that specifically those who were with Prabhupada, it's like a very personal thing, you know. Those who Prabhupada personally yanked out, you know, it's that was his request to him. Help my disciples, help. But it refers to also anyone who has come after. And Gurudev has said, all of you, in San Francisco, he said that, all of you have come by Srila Swami Maharaj's preaching.
Yeah. I feel Gurudev is a gift that Prabhupada has given us.
He's actually saved my life. He's actually Prabhupada Prakash, we can say. You know?
Yes.
But it's like a manifestation of him.
That's what I was trying to tell.
It's like Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I missed Prabhupada by about 3 years. Right. I spent the next 20 years praying to him that I'll find a real guru.
So, yeah.
And you know, I didn't even recognize Gurudev for the first 5 years.
Yeah.
But,
you know, after that first walk in Fullerton, when you were sitting beside me, Gurudev told me, when he spoke to Manishik the second time, I went in the room and asked him, I said, okay, I want to take a picture from you. And he said, your Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaudiya Maharaj, came to him in 94 and he said, I'm thinking of leaving this world soon. So some of my disciples will come to you. And if they come, you please give them some shelter. So when I asked Gurudev that, he said, so I have this instruction from your Guru Maharaj, this request.
From Govinda Maharaj.
Yeah. Gaur Govinda.
Yeah.
He said, so I must accept you. I said to him, you've told me I should take Diksha immediately, but I'm very offensive and I make so many offenses and I don't want to offend you. He said, I don't care. I will not accept your offenses. Your Guru Maharaj just told me that if my disciples come to you after I leave, then you must give them shelter.
Joy.
That's probably a bigger responsibility than even we're aware of.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
What intimate seva that Srila Gurudev is doing for Prabhupada. Very intimate seva.
Well, imagine, you know, you're dying and you give your children to another man.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that he'll bring him up as well as you.
So we should have him in the most high esteem, regarding him as the most important person. I mean, you give him your and children. To
not only that, and of all
people that Prabhupada requested, these two, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, personally, Prabhupada went to them, or they came to him, like in this case in the end. Personally, Prabhupada requested them. And over many times, you know, like with Gurudev, asked him to come to the West and like this, but in the final, personally requested. And same with Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Prabhupada personally went there and said, please come and live with me in Mayapur.
Is it recorded?
It's recorded, yeah.
Yeah. So they all know.
They know.
But they won't admit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the strangest thing.
Yeah, it is. Even the simple thing is, that even if we can, you know, you said Prabhupada only, mm-hmm. and you want to follow, you know, there was a senior brother, yeah. and I said, oh, Prabhupada only. Then I go see him, and then
isn't
Prabhupada instruction, and it's recorded that we
it's
should follow.
It's still recorded, translated. But you see how conscious they are. They targeted Srila Shridhar, they targeted Srila Gurudev.
It's not on database. Those recordings are not there.
They know what they're doing. They're conscious.
But we have one recording. There was two conversations. There was two conversations. And we have one of them that's recorded.
You have the one on October 6th.
I don't know the date.
What was the dialogue
In the final month, there were two conversations. He came twice to Prabhupada.
Right, and it was recorded.
They were probably both recorded,
but we only have one of those recordings.
Do you know who might have been there, or who was, you know, during that time, or were they alone, or
Tamal and all those people, of course.
So
they were all
Bhagavad
there.
Said he was there. He was there on one occasion.
When Gurudev describes it, he also says that after speaking with him, then Prabhupada instructed all of them.
That's right.
Now come and listen to Narayan Maharaj.
Because he mentions this, what would they listen to me?
Then Gurudev spoke to them.
Yeah.
And he's described also what he said on that recording.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, he described what he told to them at that time. Mm-hmm. He said, you should all understand that your Prabhupada is not leaving. He is eternal. That's one point that he made to them. Yes. And the other point was that you should all cooperate together to serve him, not quarreling like this. So Gurudev instructed them right in the presence of Prabhupada by his order, mm-hmm. you see, but they just deny this.
Just meant for the upper echelon or something.
You know what? Even they've tried to deny. I've heard this, that they've tried to deny that Narayan Maharaj is the one who performed the samadhi for Prabhupada. Do you know
that?
Yeah,
even that.
They're actually saying that now.
Oh my God.
They're saying that actually Tamal Krishna Maharaj was doing the samadhi and Narayan Maharaj was just directing, just showing him how to do it.
Crazy.
That's what they're saying now. You know
he's
that?
He's directing.
No.
Yeah, it's like with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj just passed away in Radhakund. You know, he was put into samadhi. I was there, and I watched the samadhi. Yeah, they requested Bodayan Maharaj to come because he knew how to do the samadhi. So Bodayan Maharaj, in that circumstance, he and I was right next to him, and he also told me. He says, "I'm not doing. I'm just directing." So he was like a priest, and he was telling them, "Now do this. Now do this. Now do this." But they're trying to say that Narayan Maharaj also was just like a priest directing Tamal Krishna, who was actually doing the samadhi. It completely lies, you know. Srila Gurudev was asked by Prabhupada personally, with his own hands, to put him into samadhi. Srila Gurudev personally, I watched it with my own eyes, and there were hundreds there who were watching. He performed the samadhi. The others were assisting him. You
there's
know?
A picture of Gurudev in the pit taking the salt and bringing it down.
No,
the
just not from the beginning, before the salt. Way before the salt. Gurudev was personally writing everything on his body.
But
Bodayan Maharaj was not doing.
That part
he was directing them to do.
Yeah.
See?
But it's you know, it's like that. I mean, you got two kinds of people. They read the same instruction and one will take it in a very selfish, demonic way.
So there's no even point of any... like dialogue between, you can't get together with them or have any, they won't even talk.
Witness the morning walk. People who say we can read books, I mean, how many of us have read the book all day yesterday and Gurudev asked a question?
Sure. Well, your Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj, he used to say, you told me and others have told me, he would always say, we both read the Bible day and night. You read black and I read white.
And might is right and we will fight.
Yeah. You know, so really this is the case. And this is, why is this there? Kanishta.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking of Gurmaj.
If they were Madhyams, this kind of misunderstandings would not arise, actually.
I read this letter about preaching. And Prabhupada said, your preaching is useless. Unless you give him a book, I can make him devotees. You cannot make him devotees.
Actually, I was thinking...
Remember that?
He told Bhagavan, he said, what can you preach? Mm. Because Bhagavan at one point was preaching to someone for half an hour. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada said to him, what can you preach? What will your preaching achieve? Mm-hmm. He said, you give him. Yeah. I don't know if it's the same person.
Would you make him the devotee now?
The devotees don't
understand. That was the leader. He was the most senior devotee practically in the movement. And Prabhupada was saying to him at the time, mm-hmm. Prabhupada would say to him, what can you achieve with your preaching? Yeah.
Mm. Whenever Gurudev makes a point like he made here, immediately response, like right after he made that point, then all of a sudden so many devotees gathered around. I was talking with some, and they were all saying, but. You know, but Prabhupada had us preach, just like the devotee asked him the question right after that, you know. And even when I met and spoke with Gurudev the first time, it was in 1988, I visited him. And first time in Keshavji Gaudimat that I had a conversation with him. And he told me in that conversation, you know, that he said that actually the neophyte devotees, they cannot preach. They cannot preach. And then I said to Gurudev, I responded in a similar way that all the devotees responded here. I said, but Gurudev, from the very beginning, our Prabhupada engaged us in preaching and wanted us to preach. And all. He says, yes, because he knew that you would lead all persons to him.
That's right.
You see?
Without that, it was a cult of personality.
Yeah.
Sure, Gurudev has taught us many times. He taught us, forcefully, you are not preachers. I am the preacher. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what Gurudev said this morning. That's the way I hear it.
Yeah,
right. I am the preacher and you are serving me.
Right.
So that's what Gurudev said, that you are not preachers. You Kanishthas only serve the Gurudev.
Yeah.
So we are and preaching.
Now when that was Kanishthas, they think themselves.
We're serving Gurudev. We're assisting in Gurudev's preaching. It's like, you know, it's like the gopas holding Govardhan Hill with their sticks. They're thinking we're doing, but we're not doing anything.
But Prabhupada never made that point.
Srila Gaudiya said, as soon as you think you've done some favorable service, as soon as you think you can preach, you're immediately fallen.
Yeah.
So the way everybody's thinking, they're going, oh, I'm a preacher. But if Gurudev, even in that mood, you can't.
Gurudev said here that should be under the guidance of a Madhyamadikari.
Yes. And Gurudev's acting on the Madhyam platform, so we are serving the Madhyamadikari.
Yeah. Did Sridhar Maharaj also make points like that, the same?
In similar ways, sure.
I was thinking of
none of the acharyas are saying to their disciples, don't preach.
Mm. Yeah.
But they're telling, don't think that you're the preacher.
That
you're the preacher.
It ends there. I don't know.
Everyone that's getting up, when Gurudev has Padmanabhamaraj, everyone getting up and they're speaking and everything, they're speaking by his blessing. They're speaking by his empowerment. Right. They're all speaking because they're not feeling, oh, I'm speaking, I know so much. Right. They're speaking by the mercy of Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. Yes. I can speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Gurudev's thinking that's the move. Gurudev's thinking that the most.
The man can walk on the blind and see.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Gurudev said sometimes, and Gaur Grimman said very clearly, he said, I don't know what I'm speaking, opening mouth, I'm just a pipe.
Mm.
They're thinking that thing that before they speak, that's why all
well,
the sannyasis
they're just being humble.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're directly. So Gaur Grimman Acharya used to say, every day I'm hearing from Srila Prabhupada, and that's what I'm speaking. I'm not speaking anything my own.
We can never just.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I need a ride. I don't know if. You know, sometimes Gurudev's visit to Pran Kishore's house
situation. Happens they may be saying that or another time. They're saying, you're not the preacher. I am.
Today is Thursday, right?
Saturday morning. Saturday
is
Saturday.
Saturday is Saturday.
Saturday is instructing.
Saw his wife.
I mean, their mood isn't that bad.
No, it's directly true.
The after tomorrow, Gurudev's going to the house. Last night.
Whatever Gurudev is speaking is directly inspired.
Yeah, Gurudev can also go on that morning because
it's short. The circumstances.
Like right after the morning walk, usually.
Because they say different things at different times.
I think it happens. No doubt. But anyhow,
the car is this way.
You need a lift? You got one?